Noah Webster, father of the American Dictionary. Born October 16, 1758, in West Hartford, Connecticut. A statesman and a teacher, an author and a lawyer, an editor, a publisher, and a lexicographer. As a young teacher at 20 years old, he discovered a problem in American education.
Look at these children of all ages, crammed into a one-room schoolhouse, learning from the only books available, those from England. This cannot be. We need our own identity. These are American children, and they must learn from American books.
And right he did. Noah's goal was to develop an American language that would be independent of all other languages. It would help our young country form its individuality.
There, it is finished. What shall I call it? Ah, of course. Grammatical Institute of the English Language.
You can do better.
Perhaps simply the American Spelling Book.
Look at your book. Hold it up high. Turn it around. What do you say?
A blue back speller.
Noah Webster lived during the tumultuous years of our American Revolution, a time that left an indelible mark on his thinking. The cry in the land was for independence. And Noah was keenly aware of it. He dedicated his life's work to foster that spirit of independence. Mr. Webster said this:
America is in a situation most favorable for great reformations, and the present time is in a singular degree auspicious. The minds of men in this country have been awakened. Now is the time, and this the country, in which we may expect success in attempting changes favorable in government, science, and language. Delay in the project here proposed may be fatal. So let us seize the present moment and establish a national language.